So as we celebrate the sixth Sunday of Easter, next week is Ascension, and then the following week is Pentecost, coming of the Holy Spirit. And you hear little hints of it. You know, I have told you this while I'm with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything. So do not let your hearts be troubled. I am with you. But what I want to focus on today is the line he says after that. After he hints at the Holy Spirit, he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." Does that sound familiar? It should. Every Mass, you hear it, right? And the word peace is used like all the time at the Mass, whether it's the beginning, "May the peace of the Lord be with you." After the Our Father, let us offer each other a sign of peace, right? And this exact word is said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as a world gives do I give it to you." When you think of the word peace, what comes to your mind? People think of doves. People, the 7 a.m. crowd, they're thinking of 1967 or something like this, you know, like the hippie peace, you know. I wouldn't know anything about that, you know. Some of you might know, you know. Exactly, right? You know, peace is defined as, you know, tranquility, state of period in which you are free from disturbance and there is no war. When's the last time you felt completely at peace? Anybody? Where you're like, there is no worries, no peace. I have a friend of mine. I just did the baptism for them. He's a classmate of mine, and they had their first baby, 5 weeks old. And I said, "Oh, that's nice, but you have no life." Right? Because you're never at peace. There's always a baby crying, you know? I mean, yes, the baby's a blessing from God. Obviously, it's a miracle, and they're very happy to have the baby. But you have no life now, you know? Or I know a lot of us, you know, you have difficulty sleeping at night because you're so full of worries and anxieties and stress, and, you know, there's a little mini war going on inside your head. And how do we get rid of it? How do we just completely be at peace? And for me, the answer is there's what's called worldly peace, as Jesus said, not the peace that the world gives you. There's worldly peace, and then there's a peace that Jesus offers it. And there's a big difference. Worldly peace is quick, fast, short-sighted, you know, peace, take a deep breath, take a pill, you know, NyQuil, you know, get a quick vacation, take a cat nap. That's worldly peace. Jesus' peace, the peace that Jesus offers us, is actually slow, long-term, heaven-oriented. He says, "I'm going away, but I will come back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father." And I want to give you a clear example here of how many of us, we're just so quick to think. You know, we think so fast, and we rely on this worldly peace rather than the long-term peace that Jesus offers us. I'm going to give you a math problem. You ready? Raise your hand if you're good at math. Oh, we actually have people that are good at math. Okay, all right, okay. So this is like at the pre-algebra level. But at the other masses, this is mass number 4 for me today, I gave you fair warning. So I give you fair warning. This is a trick question, and you still don't get it. All right, here we go. Ready for the question? Here we go. Okay, so you got to pay attention though, okay? All right. So there's a baseball bat and a baseball. Two items. What are they? Baseball bat and baseball. Okay, and these two items combined cost $1.10. How much does it cost? Okay, baseball bat, baseball, $1.10. Everybody with me so far? Okay. And the thing is, the baseball bat costs $1 more than the ball. My question to you is, how much does a baseball cost? How much is it, huh? I heard 10 cents, I heard 5 cents. Meet somewhere in the middle, 7.5 cents. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. right? Okay. The answer is 5 cents. 5 cents. Okay. Let me run it back for you. Okay. Let me run it back. Okay. For those who think it's 10 cents. Okay. For those who think the baseball costs 10 cents. So if the baseball bat costs $1 more, how much does the baseball bat cost? $1.10. $1.10 plus 10 cents makes it $1.20. What did I tell you both items cost? $1.10. Oh, you're so quick to judge, aren't you? And I told you it's a trick question. Right? So, I just proved to you, right? In many things that we do, people believe that we're rational people, that we're rational, we make the right decisions, orderly. But actually, we don't. We rely on this worldly piece of just quick to, oh, I know that. $1, 10 cents. No. Jesus' piece saying 5 cents. Why don't you think about it? Right? Don't come to quick solutions. Right? But we think so fast. Right? And even when it comes to seeking peace in our lives, somebody was telling me, she's not at peace because, you know, she broke up with her boyfriend. He cheated on her. Da, 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 da. I said, okay, that's some rough stuff. Well, when did this happen? So, well, a week ago. Do you expect somebody to be at peace after a week? No? If you have a rough time at work or your boss yells at you or whatever, okay, do you expect to be at peace the next day? No, but that's what we expect. Worldly peace, short-term peace. Right? Something happened. Where am I? How come I'm not at peace? Peace, peace, peace. No peace. What's going on? Right? Worldly peace would say to the friend of mine, when her boyfriend just kind of cheated on her, you know, she probably eat some ice cream. Maybe get a baseball bat. Smash his car or something like this. You know? Trash him. Dump him. Forgive and forget. Try to move on. But that doesn't work. Because those are all just short-term solutions. Those are all just fast, abrupt, worldly peace solutions. And I told her, well, how about this? How will you feel 1 year from now about this current situation, about this drama? Do you think you'll be able to forgive and try to be at peace a year from now? Not today, not 6 months from now, but a year from now. And she's like, yeah, right? The peace that Jesus offers us is to not make any quick decisions, think about it, how it'll have an effect in the long term, 1 year, 5 years from now. Pray, ask for guidance and wisdom, right? And then you'll feel at peace to make a decision, right? But so many of us, we're just so short-sighted. 10 cents, da-da-da. No, I just told you it's a trick question and we still don't get it, right? It's 5 cents. And I want to give another example here. The pastor before Father Mark was Father Kevin Joyce, tall, skinny, retired, okay? I've known him since like I was like little, you know, obviously we're good friends. I used to have some issues with him, all right? And I'll tell you, you ready? Now you want to pay attention, okay? All right. So what would happen is every day, Father Kevin, from 8:30 a.m., like sometimes he has morning mass, 8 a.m., sometimes he doesn't. But every day from 8:30 a.m. till 11 a.m. or maybe until noon, sometimes 1, 2 p.m., he would just lock his door and just stay in his room. And I'm like, what are you doing? You know, like, what are you just half the day, you just stay in your room all day? What are you doing? Like, get to work. You know, like, you just, hello, right? And I'm like a little rabbit just running around, putting out fires and do this and do that and da da da. And he's just staying in his room. You know? I'm like, what is this? Right? Well, little did I know. What was he doing in his room? Meditating and praying. That's what he says. I hope so. I know so. All right? But he would spend a lot of time dedicating half his day praying and meditating. That's 5 cent peace right there. That's Jesus' peace. I'm all day running around in worldly peace. Who cares about Jesus? I got to take care of this. I got to do this. Right? And he's just like in his, like, Jesus' peace. And when he comes out, his room out of his nirvana, he's like so calm, and he's like, oh yes, you know, tell me, what would Jesus say? And da da da. And don't think so short term. You know, think about how it'll have an effect in the long term. Da da da. Right? No wonder he looks so young and I look so old. Right? I am 33 years old, okay? People, oh, you look so young for 40. No. No. Right? That's the difference. Worldly peace, the peace that Jesus offers us, right? And I want you to, for your homework, it starts today at the Mass when the priest or I say, you know, let us offer each other a sign of peace. I think we only get 50% of it right. What I mean is, when I say, let us offer each other a sign of peace, yes, we say, oh, besos, hug, kisses, I love you, peace be with you, with our loved ones, or even someone way out there, it's like, hey, I think I know you, peace, you know? That's fine and dandy, but what we're also challenged to do is, when I say, let us offer each other a sign of peace, you're called to think about people that you are not at peace with. People that you're not on hugging terms with. Think about those people. And pray for them at this Mass. And then throughout the week, don't rely on 10-cent peace, this fast, short-sighted, quick-tempered kind of peace, but the peace that Jesus offers us, the 5-cent peace. Think about it. Pray about it, right? And how about asking for peace, maybe not today, maybe not even next week, but maybe 6 months, maybe a year ago, that long-term peace that Jesus offers us.